Coming up between now and nine on Morning Ireland, the UN meets while Barack Obama calls Benjamin Netanyahu to appeal for peace. We'll be assessing the latest attempts to end the violence in Gaza. Also, the Shanad is recalled to discuss the crises in the Middle East and Ukraine. The frightening spread of Ebola in West Africa. Why birdwatchers aren't happy with the news that Star Wars is coming to Skellig Michael. And in sport, Darren will be reflecting on the weekend's big matches.
Just coming up to 8 o'clock on Monday, the 28th of July on RTE Radio 1. This is Morning Ireland with Rachel English and Christopher McKevitt.
In the news headlines, Israeli and Palestinian diplomats have criticised a statement issued by the UN Security Council. A storage tank containing more than 6 million litres of fuel has caught fire in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. And back home, 100 jobs are to be provided at a Dublin-based information technology company. With the news in detail, here's Brian Jennings.
The United Nations Security Council has called for an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, coinciding with the Muslim festival of Eid, which marks the end of Ramadan. Earlier, President Obama spoke by telephone to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and stressed the need for a cessation of fighting. The President of the UN Security Council, Rwanda's Ambassador Eugene Richard Gasana, urged all sides to accept and implement a truce so as to allow urgent aid to reach civilians.
The Security Council calls for full respect of international humanitarian law, including the protection of civilian population, and reiterates the need to take appropriate steps to ensure the safety and well-being of civilians and their protection.
The Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, said the Security Council should have gone further.
So what we've seen after 20 days from the Security Council is a presidential statement that is not a resolution. They should have adopted a resolution long time ago to condemn this aggression and to call for this aggression to be stopped immediately, to provide the Palestinian people with protection and to lift the siege against our people in the Gaza Strip.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Ron Prosser, said the statement should have mentioned Israel's right to defend itself.
I want to speak as the voice of reason to the citizens of the world who need to hear the unvarnished truth. We did everything we could to avoid this conflict. But Hamas refused to stop the attacks. Israel agreed to 5 ceasefire proposals. Hamas rejected or broke all of them, even the ones that they requested by themselves. Every single time the international community called for a ceasefire, we seized and Hamas fired.
More than 1,000 Palestinians, mainly of whom were civilians, including children, have been killed in the 20-day conflict. Israel says 43 of its soldiers have died, along with 3 civilians. A storage tank containing more than 6 million litres of fuel has caught fire during fighting between rival militias in the Libyan capital, Tripoli. The government has called for an immediate truce in the area to allow firefighters to work unhindered. It has also appealed for international help to tackle the fire. Back home, a report today contends that the amount of taxes and cuts needed in recent years was greatly increased by the decision of successive governments to protect those on social welfare. The report by the Economic and Social Research Institute also says that the bulk of the burden of tax increases has been carried by those on middle incomes. Justin McCarthy reports.
The years since the bursting of the property bubble have involved a painful adjustment for everyone, but according to the ESRI, the policy of successive governments to protect those who are dependent on social welfare has contributed to an outcome where inequality in the distribution of income has actually fallen over the past 5 years. It says maintaining the social welfare system in the face of a massive increase in numbers depending on it meant that the need for increased taxes and cuts elsewhere in the economy was greatly increased. Ireland, it says, differed from other EU countries, where the gap between the richest and poorest increased significantly as a result of the crisis. The ESRI says that because of the policy decisions taken here, and because of a large reduction in the number of high earners, the bulk of the burden of tax increases had to be carried by those on middle incomes.
100 jobs are to be provided at a Dublin-based information technology company, Version One. It follows an €8 million investment in the company by the government-supported BDO Development Capital Fund. The investment will also enable Version One's further expansion into the UK. A man has died and 8 other people are being treated in hospital after being struck by lightning in Los Angeles. They were all caught in a thunderstorm at Venice Beach. Another man was injured while playing golf on Catalina Island nearby. Now the time is 8:05. The weather forecast, it'll be mostly cloudy this morning with showers over the eastern half of the country. It'll become generally dry with sunny spells as the day goes on. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 21 degrees.